Boeing met with regional leaders yesterday to promote their contract offer to machinist union members. Mayors from Everett, Kent, and Renton were among those who sat down to talk with Ray Conner of Boeing Commercial Airplanes. And after the meeting, the politicians urged the machinists to vote yes on the contract offer so the 777X will be built in the Puget Sound area. And as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, that's when the saga of the new jetliner took another twist.
I think we're going to stand and have our team over here.
The politicians stood together to tell the machinists that a vote for Boeing's contract is a vote for stability for everyone. Then they said Boeing had a message. Bob Druill of the region's Economic Development Council delivered it.
What we know now is that should the vote not pass, that the wing will not be built here.
Not a word about where the rest of the plane would be built. The wing employs about 2,000 people. The entire plane employs 20,000. Up to now, Boeing has threatened to move the entire 777X plane out of state if machinists don't agree to the company's offer. It's also considering building the wing and fuselage at separate sites, including Washington. So now it's not clear what's at stake in the machinists' vote. A Boeing spokesman said the company would not discuss the matter. Mayors argued that losing the wing would be bad enough because the wing is the harbinger of Boeing's commitment to the region. Suzette Cook is the mayor of Kent.
Where that composite wing is built will be a major signal as to that's where the future of Boeing's aerospace will be when it comes to manufacturing future airplanes.
At the Machinists' Hall in South Seattle, workers said they thought little of Boeing's threat to build the wing in another state. Wilson Ferguson works at the 737 Delivery Center.
Yeah, it's the game. It's a one-upmanship game they're playing. We believe in the end that somebody at the Boeing company, at the board of directors, will come to their senses, bargain with us in good faith, without a gun to our head, stop giving us ultimatums, and there's a creative solution out there that we can come to. We can come to a win-win for both the company and the union members.
The machinists vote on Boeing's contract offer is this Friday. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.